Hey everyone. The controversy surrounding Anthropic's partnership with the Pentagon has absolutely sparked a firestorm within the startup ecosystem, particularly regarding federal AI policy. It's got people really talking.
It has. A recent discussion on TechCrunch's Equity podcast highlighted a critical question right now. Will this controversy deter other startups from pursuing defense contracts? We have to look at whether this fear spreads.
Exactly. The core thesis is that high-profile regulatory scrutiny and political sensitivity are reshaping the risk landscape for artificial intelligence startups involved in government work. It feels like we're standing on shifting ground.
Right. To understand the gravity of the situation, context regarding Anthropic's role is essential. They aren't just any company.
That's true. As a leader in generative AI models, prioritizing safety and alignment, Anthropic represents the cutting edge of technology for many of us.
However, when such technologies integrate into defense contracts, the stakes shift dramatically. It moves from commercial viability to serious national security implications.
That's a heavy weight to carry. Industry experts voiced concerns that startups quietly building secure AI tools for government applications are now navigating a minefield of regulatory scrutiny.
And the fear extends beyond one company's reputation. It concerns the precedent set for future innovation in the public sector. If one stumbles, everyone gets flagged.
I can see how that would affect investors. Venture capital firms specializing in defense technology are monitoring this situation closely right now.
While defense work provides stability, it comes with high compliance costs and long sales cycles. If a major partner like Anthropic faces controversy, investors may become risk-averse toward the entire sector.
So, what exactly is at stake here beyond just reputation? I want to break that down for us.
The specific implications of this shift include compliance burdens, where stricter procurement rules could stifle agility, public perception risks, where association with defense contracts attracts political scrutiny, and talent acquisition challenges where engineers skilled in secure AI may be hesitant to join startups perceived as politically sensitive.
Wow, that's a lot of pressure on the team members themselves. Consequently, the regulatory environment for federal AI contracts is becoming more complex every day.
It is. The Pentagon is not merely buying software but integrating systems into critical infrastructure, requiring a level of transparency and safety assurance that might be difficult for smaller startups to meet without significant investment.
And outside the military, regulatory bodies like the FTC and congressional committees are increasingly interested in how AI models handle sensitive data.
If Anthropic's issues highlight flaws in current oversight mechanisms, new legislation is expected to emerge. We aren't just waiting for rules. We might be writing them based on these pressures.
That legislative pressure could force startups to prioritize safety features over speed of deployment, fundamentally changing business models overnight.
Despite these risks, the defense sector remains massive and essential. We can't just abandon it because the work is vital for national security.
I agree. Government contracts provide a steady revenue stream that can buffer against market volatility, though this requires startups to build robust compliance teams from day one.
Experts suggest that rather than retreating, startups might pivot toward dual-use technologies, products that serve both commercial and defense needs. That could be the lifeline here.
This approach allows companies to maintain innovation while adhering to stricter security protocols. It's a way to stay relevant without burning out.
Additionally, partnerships with universities and research institutes could help mitigate risk by leveraging academic oversight for AI safety. That adds a layer of trust.
Ultimately, the Anthropic situation serves as a wake-up call for the industry that we need to be ready for this kind of scrutiny.
It signals a transition where federal policy will heavily influence startup strategy, compliance requirements, and investment flows within national security sectors. There is no going back.
Startups must now navigate a landscape where agility is balanced against rigorous safety assurance and political sensitivity, ensuring they remain viable partners in the government's AI infrastructure while managing the reputational risks associated with defense work.